This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, August 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. A tunnel to boost farms, lessons from Los Vaqueros, and Thune on the possibility of new farm aid. Report, Delta Tunnel key to protecting farm water. The Department of Water Resources' new State Water Project Adaptation Strategy underscores a critical role of the Delta Conveyance Project, other infrastructure upgrades in sustaining agriculture under worsening climate pressures. The report warns that land subsidence in the San Joaquin Valley has already reduced conveyance capacity by up to 45%, threatening farm water deliveries. To protect the supplies, the report prioritizes subsidence remediation and expanded south of Delta storage along with the tunnel. The strategy stresses that without these investments, opportunities to move water during high flow events could be lost, leaving farms more vulnerable to long-term shortages. Reaction? Well, Jennifer Pierre, the general manager at State Water Contractors, applauded the strategy, saying that the tunnel above and below ground storage forecast informed reservoir operations and canal repairs together can create an even greater impact. By the way, the contractors representing Los Angeles Large Water Agency is using the report to press lawmakers to approve a budget trailer bill to fast-track the tunnel project. Assemblymember Tina McKenner of Inglewood has joined that chorus, sharing frustration over California's plunging into an emergency, quote, every time there's a drought, and we know there will be more in the future. Lessons from Water Project demise reshape Proposition 1 spending. The California Water Commission reflected Tuesday on the collapse of the Los Vaqueros Reservoir expansion project last year and what it means for Proposition 1 water bond spending. Commissioners and staff pointed to escalating costs, difficulties in coordinating among dozens of beneficiaries, and challenging in lining up sufficient financing, among other factors. Getting the many partners across the finish line proved overwhelming for the project. The demise puts increased pressure on the commission to more closely scrutinize project feasibility for such multi-party ventures. The conversation quickly turned to what should happen with the $453 million earmarked for Los Vaqueros. The commissioners agreed on reallocating it to the remaining projects, stressing the need to support shovel-ready projects. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Thune open to emergency farm aid. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Congress will, quote, keep the options open for a new round of payments to compensate farmers for the slump in commodity markets. Speaking at Dakota Fest in his home state of South Dakota yesterday, Thune said, quote, we'll see if there's a demand for payments like those made available to producers by the first Trump administration amid the trade war with China started in 2018. The American Soybean Association warned the White House earlier this week that growers, quote, are under extreme financial stress heading into the fall harvest. The group urging President Trump to reach a deal with China and lower tariffs. With the margins of our farmers operating with right now, Thune said we've got big problems because they're losing money and they're going to have good yields this year, which is great. And hopefully that will offset and compensate for some of that, Thune said. But he also said we can't just continue to lose money on every sale in agriculture. So we'll see what the fall yields and we'll decide where to go from there. Now keep in mind, The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed in July did put significant new money into the price loss coverage and agriculture risk coverage programs, but farmers won't receive payments linked to this fall's crop until October 2026. For more of Thune's remarks, you can read Noah Wick's report at agripulse.com. RMA releases new coverage and premium increases in line with the One Big Beautiful Bill. USDA's Risk Management Agency is rolling out enhanced crop insurance benefits that were included in the budget reconciliation. Among them, quote, substantially increasing premium support for beginning farmers and ranchers in their first decade of farming, increased coverage for the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program, and a jump in premium support from 65% to 80% for the supplemental coverage option. The legislation delivers unprecedented improvements to premium support rates across coverage levels and unit structures, with particular emphasis on supporting enterprises and whole farm units in a RMA news release. RMA is committed to implementing these changes before upcoming sales closing dates so that producers can make fully informed decisions about their risk management strategies, RMA Administrator Pat Swanson says. The changes will be effective for all crops with sales closing dates on or after July 1. Here's today's final word. It's not hard to think that we might need a short-term extension to be able to get conference in maybe the first quarter of next year to get this done. That Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota on prospects for a Farm Bill 2.0, which is needed to reauthorize programs left out of the One Big Beautiful Bill and to address other legislative priorities. Speaking at Dakota Fest, Johnson stressed he believes the Farm Bill could still get done by this fall. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, August 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.